A momentous day in Washington today, where Democrats have passed a nearly $2 trillion coronavirus relief bill. It is one of the most significant of its kind, in part because of its size, and also because it hasn't gotten, and also because it didn't get any Republican support. NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales joins us now from the Capitol building. Claudia, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And we're now a year into this pandemic. It is the third major relief bill Congress has taken up. Here's Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, a Democrat from Texas, earlier today.
The people of the United States won with a Democratic government that has come to the rescue with the American Rescue Plan. The long lines will stop with $20 billion for vaccines. Cash-strapped Americans will get $1,400 and extended unemployment.
How would you put the significance of this day into context?
Yes, it is very historic. Democrats have been fighting to approve this level of aid to the economy since last year when Republicans controlled the Senate and thwarted those attempts multiple times. It's one of the largest bills passed in the past year to address the pandemic, and it's immensely popular among Americans. It includes a long wish list for Democrats, from funding for state and local governments who have faced dire financial concerns since late last year, especially in those late final months of 2020. They need to address shortfalls for their frontline workers. It also includes funding for vaccines. It also has direct payments for Americans, more funding for schools, and efforts to get workers back to work. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi herself called it a remarkable, historic, transformative piece of legislation. It also includes new financial support for parents. This comes in the form of a new child tax credit that many Democrats say will help lift families out of poverty. They'll be looking at a new child tax credit of about $3,000 for children 6 to 17, $3,600 for children under the age of 6. The amount is gradually reduced for couples that earn over $150,000 a year or individuals earning $75,000 a year. Families eligible for this full credit would start getting direct payments for this credit starting in July of about $300 per child. And this would go through the end of the year on a monthly basis. But all in all, lawmakers will have approved about $6 trillion in funding to address the pandemic. And it's going to take some time to spend that level of funding.
Well, everything you just laid out there, Republicans say it goes too far. Here's House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
It just throws out money without accountability. But remember what Margaret Thatcher said, Mr. Speaker. Socialism, you'll eventually run out of other people's money. You've been doing a very good job of it so far.
What else have you heard from Republicans today?
Yes, Kevin McCarthy was largely backing up other members of his party who were raising these type of concerns on the House floor today. For example, Jason Smith of Missouri raising fears that this legislation could impact Medicare. It could result in automatic cuts to Medicare. However, Democrats have argued it won't come to that, that they'll be able to head off these kind of cuts that would be triggered by this level of spending before it could possibly happen. McCarthy also complained that a lot of this money won't be spent for some time for schools. For example, they are still spending money. Schools are still spending money from previous stimulus bills approved last year. But largely, McCarthy and others have made this overarching argument that this money won't come for free, that Americans will have to pay all of this back for generations to come. And they continue to note this isn't bipartisan. And as a reminder, Democrats used a workaround known as reconciliation to pass this with just Democratic support.
Yeah, it is not bipartisan to say the least, but it is President Biden's first legislative victory, and we'll watch to see what implications that might have for his agenda going forward. NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales, thank you so much.
Good to be with you. Thanks.